What's up, zombie lovers? This is Patrick Hickey Jr., editor-in-chief of ReviewFix.com, joined by staff writer Nick Valenti, and we're going to break down our thoughts on the first episode of the second season of The Walking Dead. The second episode airs tonight on AMC, so before you get started on that, you might as well listen in to us. So, Nick, what'd you think of the season 2 premiere?
I thought it was great. A little slow, but I liked how it picked up. We started to explain the situation, like the situation that they're in. Enjoyed the gore. But the zombies look pretty good. Improved CGI, especially from season 1. So the bad parts that I'll tell you the good and bad. I'll start with the bad. I thought the too many cars in that scene when they're trying to get away on the highway. A little too much, really moments. Part with T-Dog went out of nowhere.
T-Dog!
That's a
stupid part. It's like the worst name for a character ever. Yeah. It's like the type of a name of a character that you would never see like in a Kirkman comic book. Never.
Absolutely. Yeah, like T-Dog. T-Bird. So he slices his arm open. Of course, there's always an idiot in the bunch. He's got to cause everybody's trying to keep calm, trying to hide from the zombies coming towards them. Of course, he's got to mess it all up. He's got to move around over here, move around over there, slice his arm open in the process. I was like, really? And then you have Andrea. She has to be very stubborn. She annoys me sometimes. She's pretty hot, but you got to cut the stuff out with, I'm an outsider, this, that. Just keep your mouth shut, be a part of the group, and keep rolling. Her too in the car, like she's trying in the van, in the camper, whatever the hell it's called. She's trying to assemble the gun, and then she of course has to be another idiot of the bunch. Zombie comes in, all of a sudden she's holding the door open with her feet. And then of course you got the little girl running off, but she knows what she's doing. You just stay with the group. Don't be an idiot. What I did like, my favorite character so far is Daryl. Just a badass. He's gutting up zombies. I know Rick is the leader, but I think, they decided to put Rick out, cast him as an outsider. I think Daryl will make a perfect replacement because he's awesome. Especially, how could you hate a guy like that? He was a little annoying in season 1, but in this season, you could tell, he's starting to warm up to him. He's kind of like that badass in, from the movie, what was that movie, that Irish movie that came out a while back? The Boondock Saints. Yeah, totally different character in Walking Dead, but, he's sort of that badass. He's starting to take that leader role.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he's starting to become one of my favorite characters. I enjoyed the, limited action, but it's getting there. I think the story's pretty cool. Not as similar to the comic books, but, it was intense. And there were a few moments that kept you shocked. That, it could go, the story itself and, develop as the season goes along. So I thought that was pretty good. But, it was good and bad. But most overall, it was pretty good. I enjoyed the first episode of the second season.
First, I want to just say that, I totally agree with you with T-Dog, whose name should be P-Dev, meaning plot device. Every time he does something... Every time he sticks his nose into something, he gets in an argument with somebody, something happens to, force the plot into another direction. And it's to the point where it's like, this is a character that was never in the comic book, and maybe this is the fanboy in me talking, but he should have been dead a long time ago. Daryl, on the other hand, is a guy that wasn't in the comic book, but his character works because there's no... what's-his-face. Was it Tyrese?
Right.
Yeah, there's no Tyrese up to this point, so they need, a strong male to really, to support Rick. And the same thing, too, with Shane. I mean, you have this whole angle going on with Shane says that he's gonna leave, and it's like, at this point in the series, as a comic book fan, you're like, Shane's dead. Shane's been dead. And Andrea is playing the role of the bitch, and that's supposed to be the role that Lori plays. I mean, there was that 2 or 3 minute segment in in the episode where Lori is, like, sticking by her man, and that's like, what? Lori never did that in the comic book. Never. Lori was, an ungrateful bitch. She was just miserable all the time, you know? And she had all these, like, inner demons, and she was just really just concerned about herself and the safety of her son, you know, above everyone else. And now it's different, you know? And Sophia's mother is a little too old. The woman that's playing Sophia's mother is a little too old for the role. Yeah, Carol, because Carol is supposed to be relatively good-looking, you know? And, like, she's supposed to be, like, kind of, like, you know, this, like, hot chick that, like, was in a bad relationship and stuff. And the woman that's playing Carol isn't ugly. She's not. She's about 5 years too old for this role. Right. So, I mean, I wrote in my review this week that I feel like this is the point in the series where the show is really starting to separate itself from the comic. Earlier in the first season, it was easy to say, okay, this is like where we're at as far as the comic book goes. And while you can still do that, because you can tell that they're getting to the point where they're going to get to the farm and they're going to meet everyone else that, you know, the second part of their group and things like that, where it goes from here is like anyone's guess. I love the little inner monologues that, like, Rick has on the roof and in the church, because those are very reminiscent of, like, the things that he would say and do in the comic book. Like, this is a guy that has the lives and the hopes and the dreams of a whole group on his shoulders, and I love that they incorporated that in there. The cinematography was tight. You know, they had a lot of nice wide shots and then a lot of close shots. Like, you had that constricting feeling when you were in the forest, like you knew something was going to happen. And right. Absolutely. And I love when he smashed the shit out of that zombie with the rock. That was typical, like, Kirkman. That was, like, right up my alley. And I liked the first episode, but I just didn't like it enough. You know, the first episode of any season is supposed to be fantastic, and it's supposed to set the scene for the rest of the season, and I feel like, while it did a decent job, I feel like it didn't go all the way. I felt like some parts, like, were gritty and suspenseful, and then the rest of the episode really just dragged, and we were waiting for something to happen. A lot of these other, like, little storylines between, like, Shane and Lori, and Shane and Andrea, and Dale and Andrea, they're just, like, they're not interesting.
Pretty intense moment between Dale and Andrea. I mean,
it was intense,
really,
but
roughed them up verbally.
Yeah, she did rough him up verbally, but I'm just saying, like, myself, again, maybe it's just the fanboy in me, like, the comic book reader in me, that I'm just like, wait a second. These two are supposed to, you know, fall in love. These two were supposed to get together. So why? Why would you start a conflict like this? Like, their relationship worked extremely well in the comic book, so why would you go out of your way to, like, just totally write that off, you know? So, again,
they want to make a change in transition from, I guess, the comic book to television, you know, I guess, flip the script a little bit.
Quite possibly.
You know, to see how it works.
And the whole thing is, it's too, I'm not sure if you know this, but after the first season was over, like, Darabont got rid of, like, pretty much the entire creative team behind The Walking Dead, and now they have a lot of new, they have a lot of new writers, and they have guest producers coming in for, like, all these different episodes. So it's going to be really interesting to see how they kind of keep the continuity going, and how this show doesn't feel like, you know, a different program every episode. Like, they're going to have to find a way to, like, make this all work and connect.
I agree. I totally agree with you. So yeah, I thought, like a bad part of the episode was, like, the part with the cars. I thought it was, like, a bit unrealistic. Way too many cars in the middle of the road. But I tell you, man, those scenes where, the zombies are headed towards them and they're hiding. It's like you felt that you were there. You know, like, total suspense. And I thought that was great television. You know, it kept the fans, like, on their toes throughout that whole scene. So that's the great part about the show. It keeps you focused, keeps you glued to the television, and they do a great job. You know, the makeup and stuff like that, the CGI, it's one of the best I've seen.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I completely agree.
The show is fantastic. It has a chance to develop and get even better.
I think it has the ability to get a lot better too. You know, yeah, the comic is great. The look of the show is fantastic. It's shot absolutely beautifully.
Well shot.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just they need to tighten up the story. I mean, they need to just. They need to make these characters lovable. We need to, like, really care about these characters. And I think the reason why a lot, some people aren't, the people that love the comic, aren't falling in love with the show is because these characters have not had 1 ounce of happiness, really, right, since this has all begun. And, like, that was the great thing about the comic. Like, even though, like, crazy shit happened to these people, there was always, like, a couple of pages where these people had something to be happy about and something to push them. I mean, the only small moment of happiness that we saw in the first episode of the second season was when Shane found the water, and then as soon as they find the water, the zombies come, so they can't even drink the water.
They can't even celebrate that moment.
Yeah.
The happy moment, like 1 minute.
So, I mean,
uh-oh, here they come.
Yeah, you can't do that. Like, there has to be, we have to see these characters be developed from both sides. We have to see Rick as the loving father, and we have to see, you know, Carl as, like, the scared but mature son, and we have to see Lori, you know, in both situations, and we have to see Dale in both situations. And we started to see some of that with Dale, like, that Dale is a taskmaster, and that he's very smart, and he's trying to, like, put the best wishes of the group ahead of him, ahead of the wishes of a few people, and that was good writing. But we need to see more of that with the rest of the characters. And until we see that, I don't feel like this show is ever going to reach, you know, the potential that it has. So what do you want to see in the second episode, Nick?
It's going to keep me, you know, guessing. Like I said, I haven't read all of the comics. But, you know, I'm curious to see what happens to the, you know, to the kid. I think he'll pull through. But you know, other than that, I want to see the story develop more. Just what happens next. More character development.
We'll put it this way. I think it would be incredibly shocking if Carl passed away. Because in the comic book, even in...
You know, he's not, though.
Yeah, even up to...
Just the point of seeing how they're going to cope with it.
Like, oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Especially, Rick.
The twist.
The rest of the crew.
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like the twist in this part of the series in the comic book was a little crazy. Like, I didn't see it coming. And if they could pull off anything, like, remotely close to this in the show, I think it would really set up the rest of the season. And I feel like the climax, like with this group of people that they're about to meet, this cannot take the entire season. This needs to take like maybe 1 or 2 episodes at the most. And then they need to continue and they need to get to where they're going after this farm. If they can do that all in the second season and we could begin to see like the fall of Rick and the people around them and things and the people around him, then I think the show will really start to hit a mark because that's when, you know, we start to see a lot of other characters start to really take shape. Because right now, I mean, still, I hate to say it, but it's really like the Rick and, like, Shane show at this point.
Absolutely. Yeah, we need to see more.
So,
yeah. So we're starting to see, like, a few of them, like, I guess, lose it a little bit, but I would like to see each and every single character on the show, like, really be affected and say, like, wow, you know, this is just an unending nightmare, you know, just to see their expression as the show goes on. And like you said, you know, with Rick and, I would like to see everyone.
Glenn and Andrea are such important characters in the series, and while we've seen little glimpses of what they're able to do, I really think we need to start to see Andrea really learn how to use firearms because, I mean, that's what she's all about in the comic. And, like, Glenn is, like, the hopes and...
You know, that scene, just torture. Like, okay, really? You're really going to see over, like, older zombies? Like, she's in there trying to... Like a 2-year-old trying to put a gun together.
Yeah.
Everybody else is hiding, ducking away. Of course, she's got to be the only one. It'll run for everybody, almost, so.
I mean, on the other hand, too, Glenn is kind of like the hopes and dreams of the young generation. He's not as old as Rick, and he's a little bit, obviously, he's older than Carl, you know? So this is a guy, he's very lonely in the comic, you know, until, like, you know, this point in the series where he, you know, he discovers that he too can have love in his life, and he can be the man that people need him to be. And I really think, and Steven Yeun, the guy that plays him, is just a very talented actor. If we could if we could see him get some more screen time, and we could see Andrea's character develop a little bit more, I think this show is going to be phenomenal. It's just, again, can the creative team really put together a cohesive storyline that lasts through the season? Because, I mean, last season was only 6 episodes, and after that unbelievably crappy Vatos episode and the weak season finale, I was kind of thrown off, and I was waiting for something to happen. You know?
Right. Yeah, I thought that was a bit of a throwaway. Like, they shouldn't have ended it that way.
So,
but hopefully, like I said, I'll be optimistic. I think it's going to get better. I really do.
Yeah, I think it's going to get better, too. So, I mean, the only thing that we can do is wait and see.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so for Nick Valenti, this is Patrick Hickey Jr., editor-in-chief, ReviewFix.com, and we'll see you after the show.
Take care.